Hello, everybody, and welcome to Pod But Make It Fashion.
Ooh.
Oh, I'm Dennis.
And I'm Sander. And we are talking today about the season finale. And it's also our season finale of A&TM.
Our season finale.
Yeah,
the season finale.
The season finale. Of
the season finale. It sounds like a name. Finale. Finale. Finale.
Of Cycle 4, America's Next Top Model. The girl who walks on water.
Walk on water. Just to be with you. Walk on water.
Oh, just to be.
I want to go to a party where they're doing. Yeah, it's a finale episode, and first they talk very interesting about the top three. They do like little catch up.
I almost forgot that there's one episode. They start with three girls.
Yeah, they started with three girls, and they talk about Kenya and Kaylin, and I wanted to say Eva, but Naima.
Naima.
And
somewhere down the line, Kenya got her extensions back. She had long hair now.
Did she got them removed?
She had her makeover was short
hair. Kenya.
And then somewhere during the last few episodes, I think at the beginning of this episode or the latest episode, when she was dancing, she had hair till here again. We can ask her.
No, it was during the shoot.
No, but she also had it during judging, and also the judging when she was dancing last week with the white thing, but we didn't talk about it. So somewhere they decided to put them in while they cut them at the beginning of the show. But okay.
She was like, I want it back.
I don't know.
Oh, well, looks good. But yeah, and then...
you also noticed as a voiceover
time
that there was a super long, vague voiceover of Tyra when she was talking to Kenya about her weight. Because you saw only the reaction of Kenya. You heard the vague voiceover and she was like nodding. It was about her weight and blah, blah. And I'm like, maybe they didn't talk about the weight at all to her. And they made it they made it look nicer now or something.
Yeah. Or they did it in the correct way, but well. I was very happy that her mother wasn't there. The mother of Tyra.
The Oracle.
We missed you this season.
But hasn't she been here? No, she hasn't
been. I don't think she's been in this season. Has she been?
I don't. Probably. I think it's this season, that they went to, that they had to sign like a fake contract. And then they you signed your then Tyra turned around.
Oh, and then her father
was there.
Yeah.
I think that was that. You signed your life away.
Oh.
I think it was this season.
Yeah.
And last season, of course, was the whole thing with Cassie who had an eating disorder.
God.
And she was talking to her with her makeup on in bed. Like, hey, mom.
Oh,
we had judging
God.
Yesterday. Yeah. We had no Oracle. She wasn't allowed to go to South Africa.
No. Oh, well. Budget.
Budget. We don't care.
Yeah, but the... Thank God the one-to-ones were quick and easy.
Yes, thank God. They're so boring always.
Yeah, and then we go to the cover girl commercial shoot.
Also quick and easy.
Yeah, but I find it really funny how they showed all those takeouts of all of the bloopers and everything. Like, this didn't work, that didn't work. And I'm like, that's normal, right, for a shoot?
Yeah, like, of course, if you get the script on that day, you don't
know. Yeah, and... Yeah, I don't know. And I thought it was hilarious how... Kenya was like winking, and then Jay was like, don't do that, but he didn't say it to her, he just said it to the camera.
Yeah.
Like, she shouldn't be doing that. And I'm like, but you're her. I still, what is his function?
Tell her.
What is his
yeah, being is he being, being a nasty gay.
Yeah, like, is it his job to make television? Of course,
yes.
That's everyone. Or is the because sometimes I feel he does help the girls.
Maybe he has a preference to some girls. And
that would
help
make
them more.
That would make sense, though.
But I think because Kenya was winking, it was a little bit fake. But I actually thought with the smiling in the camera, Naima also looked kind of fake.
Yeah, but I think in the if you see the end product, I think neither of them looked fake in the end.
No,
product.
That's true. But I'm also not. No, I don't know who did. Better or something.
No.
Okay.
I think like we can immediately go to judging. Actually, this is a very boring episode.
Yeah, because what can you say about they
nothing
did the
happened.
Beauty shots? What can you say? The only thing I can say, like, Kenya had an ugly Kaylin had an ugly dress on.
Yeah.
But maybe all of them were, but she was the last one that I found out was like, poor Kaylin. Your dress is not okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, what can you say about it? I think it's hard to do beauty shots or not. They say it's the hardest thing. You have to face, blah, blah.
Yeah, I think they all did very well. And you can see it. We can straight go to judging.
Yeah, let's go to judging.
You see the pictures and you see the whole videos. And I think they all did really well.
There were good photos, right?
And no, but also the commercial itself, I think, because what I always feel is that sometimes with some of the girls, when they have like a cover girl thing, it doesn't look sincere. You can tell like there's some kind of like an acting thing on it. And I think with all of them, it looked sincere. And I actually thought that with Naima, it wouldn't look sincere. I kind of had the same idea as like what Tyra had, that she might not be very commercial, but I think she had it. I think all of them. Yeah. I think if I would pick my favorite, I would choose Kenya.
Ah.
I didn't think she had the best picture, but I think like as a cover girl on like what she brought and like the essence, I think she has the best personality with that.
I think the best commercial, I found it very hard to say. I actually also thought that Naima did good in the end, but when they were saying like, oh, you look commercial now and real, and that you always saw the same thing, that she was smiling, was like a little bit fake. I like Naima's photo.
I think her picture was, I think, in my opinion, the best. All of them were beautiful, but I think Naima's one was the best, because I think with Kaylin's one, I think it was pretty, but to me, it wasn't cover girl pretty. It was more edgy pretty.
Yeah, I agree.
And I think with Kenya, I agree with what Jenna said. Like, I'm losing a little bit of the neck. Not that I'm looking at it that technically, but when she said that, I was like, yeah. Right. Now you say that? Yeah. And I think with Naima, there was nothing where I was like, no. It was just like, ooh.
Yeah. It was a little weird though, because there was a good comment like, yeah, I didn't see your neck. And then Tyra only made the comment, you did the pose that I always do. Yeah. And then without saying if it was good or not good, but then we all have to know and have to think, oh, then it's good because you do it, Tyra. While she says whole season, I want to see neck, and now she doesn't even do it herself.
Yeah.
But I agree with you that Kenya's photo was not very cover girl, but it was a very cute photo. She looked cute. Her hair looked cool.
Yeah. But maybe, I'm also thinking maybe they purposely kind of did that.
Because they were telling, when we go to the final two, they're going to talk about it more, who did better at the end. That's true.
Because
during the shoot, Kaden gave a lot of variety, I think.
Yeah. Who, okay, so then someone gets eliminated. Unfortunately, Kenya gets eliminated.
Yeah.
Do you agree?
Yes.
Why?
Well, it's obvious the whole season who my favorite is, who I think should
win. Okay, but put your favoritism aside.
Okay, no, but let's put it this way. Even the reason he's my favorite is not only because I like her, I also think that Kaylin is the most consistent one out of all three. So she already, with her, if I would be a judge, I would think like, okay, final three, even if you don't do the best this week, she was safe for me because she gave that much variety. So it would be, for me, between Naima or Kenya who would go home, and I think Naima did a little bit better this week.
It would have been between
if I would be a judge, I would be like, okay, Kaylin, you delivered every week, so you are a safe top two for me already because you were the best out of these three overall. And then I would look at who were better, Naima or Kenya, and I think Naima did a little bit better this week, but it was only because of the picture. I like Naima's picture a little bit more, but maybe I like Kenya more in the commercial. Yeah. It was an even call for me.
Oh, I totally disagree. I think looking at all the pictures, I agree with you that Kaylin may have been more consistent than Naima, but I think Naima stepped up her game in the last weeks. So based on that, and also because she rocked this shoot and she was better than everyone expected her to be, and not in a way like we expected a 4, you gave a 6, but no, we expected a 7 and you gave a 9.
Yeah.
Like, or actually an 8 to 9, something like that. But so I would say Naima for me was like, that's a no-go. Like she will continue into the top two. But I don't know. For me, Kaylin and Kenya, I understand in a way why they chose Kenya, but I'm also like, wait, no, I have to say this. Just choosing for myself, I think I would... So I have two things. Based on the shoot and the photo shoot, I would say Kaylin goes home.
Mm-hmm.
I think Kenya did better with that.
Yeah.
Based overall, if we're going to look at that, then I would have sent Kenya home as well, because I think Kaylin has a better track record. But the judges, I know why they chose Kenya to go off, to be eliminated, because they chose her to go off. Sorry. go off, sis. But, No, they, because of the runway they're going to do is bathing suits. And Kenya wasn't in no shape for that. So they had to, I think they had to eliminate Kenya.
Do you think otherwise they wouldn't have done it?
They would have had a different runway, I think.
No, but I mean, if she would have
been, if she would have the good body. Yeah. Oh, that's a good question. Then it would depend on what they were looking at. If they look at overall or if they would look at like that shoot.
Because I think the only judge who makes it always every season very clear who her favorite is Janice.
Yeah.
And she was clearly rooting for Kenya, for Kaylin.
Yeah.
So I think that gave her already a pass for the final two, maybe. But the funny thing is, if we look back, in the final two, the one who is Janice's favorite is the one who never won.
Yeah, because do you know what the thing is? No, but it's always because Janice always picks the high fashion one.
Yeah.
And the winner is always the one for the cover girl, which is commercial.
I think also that is also talked about in later seasons that girls and also judges told like, yeah, we of course have a contract with cover girls, so they have a saying in it, and maybe a much bigger saying than everyone can say. So that maybe indeed already at the beginning, CoverGirl said like, oh, we want Naima, or we don't want Kaylin, or something. I think those things happen. And then you can, as a judge, you can rule for it. Because I think also Tyra liked Kaylin a lot, but also Kenya she liked a lot. But if, yeah, CoverGirl is a big thing. It's one of the three prizes, right?
Yep.
It's a big,
yep.
When they lose it, in the later seasons, they don't have it anymore. And then, you know, I think it's a big sponsor.
Yeah.
And what I do understand is the fact that Naima was a little bit more new. Like, oh, what is her ethnicity, you know?
She represents a lot.
Yeah, she represents a lot. And it was, like, new in that era. Like, who is she? Where is she from? Yeah. I remember that I thought of her like, oh, she's cool.
Yeah.
She's a cool, edgy girl.
She cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So then we get into the fashion show. And I think it's hilarious how they go to where the fashion show is going to be, and they're like, where's the runway? Where's the runway? I couldn't tell. I was like, where is it? Where is it? And then it's underneath, like, underneath the water. But the first thing that my mind went to was like, they do this because they want someone to fall?
Yeah, because I thought the whole thing would be a runway, that they just could walk wherever they wanted, but they had to walk in the water.
In
circles, it's quite hard. No one fell.
But also, they had to walk around each other. I would have fallen down, probably.
They want people to fall.
Yeah,
true. Did I tell you the story in Cycle 16 about a story that had to have a catwalk in... They had to do a catwalk, a very narrow one, but had to be in a plastic bubble. So they had to walk in a bubble over a runway in water a little bit.
Oh, no.
And apparently, no one fell. So they had to do it again, all the girls, until someone fell.
Oh,
and then
no.
Two girls fell, and that's the one they showed, apparently.
Oh, wow.
Rumor has it.
Yeah.
Well, rumor. Yeah. I think girls said it was the case.
That's the way television
works. And I think
works.
They also hoped that this was the case. Like, oh, let's have someone fall. That's nice. They can show it in the clip.
Yeah. Yeah.
We already had Tyra screaming. We already had Britney screaming. Now we want someone to fall down.
Yeah.
Someone collapsing this season.
But I think what was really nice with the shoot, with the runway, is that they both rocked it. Because I think they both were like, bam, bam, bam. And like with their poses and everything, I think they did beautifully.
Now, Naima gave a little bit more in her hip.
And she was better.
Yeah, but I don't know if I like it that it's more, because with Kaylin,
no,
it looks...
she was better.
No, but I think I saw that she was giving anymore. More, and she'd give a twirl and a thing. But I'm also thinking like, okay, girl, I like it also when it looks a little bit more comfortable, you know? And I think with Kaylin, she was more like, I did it already for 5 years. Instead of,
my
best.
I think for this, if it was like a more high fashion thing, then for Kaylin it would have worked better. But I think in this situation, I think what Naima did worked way better.
Of course, also because this is the final runway. Yeah. This is the moment. But I think if you look at an overall show, I would be like, oh, Kaylin blends more in with the other models.
Yeah, but
maybe.
I think it's the clothing that they were wearing, it wasn't haute couture. Or high fashion, or maybe it was, but I don't know. But it was more like
someone who's listening now, who is like a designer,
very offended.
Dress is $20,000.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to offend anyone. But yeah, no, and I thought it was hilarious as well that on the last, when they did the applause, they had to walk through the water with that was coming out of like the air in their entrance, and then you saw Kaylin's hair go.
Yeah, and it was gone. Like, vroom. But I liked all the hair overall. I liked the look with the bushy hair.
I think
and
to
the
me,
mohawk.
This was the best runway that I've seen as a finale from all the seasons.
Did you remember last year's where they had to walk very slowly in Japan? And the other ones were... Well, I liked the one in Cycle 2, I remember, because that was like a real one. Like a normal one where they just walk.
Who was Season 2?
Joanna and Mercedes. And it was more like a normal rom, like it's back and forth.
Yeah, but it wasn't that interesting to me. And I think for
this, that's true.
I think this one, they, both of them, I was like, damn. With the other ones, I remember with the season one, you had the blonde girl,
Shannon,
who did, I think, nicely. And then the other girl,
Adrian,
who walked a little bit weird.
Yeah.
It was her walk. And then season two, you had like Mercedes and Joanna, which I think was like fine. And then in season three, you had the slow walk with Ava and Yaya. And I thought, And with this one, I was like, yeah. If you didn't tell me that it was that they were doing it for America's Next Top Model, then I was like, this was a good show in general.
That's nice, because this is like a transition kind of runway. Yeah. Because in later seasons, they will have like runways where, like, there will be in Cycle 7 one where there's like bridesmaids and they have to scream and be like, ah! And it's like, even Miss J is walking the runway screaming in a dress. So it's super funny, but it's like, okay, no one goes to this show unless you are from America's Next Top Model or invited by production. Now this is still like, it's a cooler one than just back and forth, but it's still, it could be a real show.
Yeah.
And it was like, they really had a design and it was, yeah, I really liked the show. And I always remember both of their moves on the runway. That was like, oh, I wish I was that when I was young. Yeah.
Well, maybe someone will recreate it for you.
Oh my God, walking never in the water. Never. Stomping in the water, because that's what you do there.
Yeah. And then, do you know what I found the most interesting during this whole episode? That we go to judging, and then because we don't really know them that well, they introduce the judges again, not once but twice in one episode.
Oh my God.
And they talk about the prizes again.
And yeah, but then finally the prizes get real.
She
talks about, you get a fashion clip with Jill Ben Simone, and they go for Elle magazine, and they have four models. I never listened to it, but I was, when she starts talking, I know, like, you get a $100,000 contract with CoverGirl Cosmetics. Yeah. They go through it. They invite them. I don't know. It's too long, those judgings. Yeah. If there are two in one episode, what I am by the judging with the final three, what I did love is the different kind of a bottom two. Like, Kia, Kaylin, face each other's. Kaylin.
Oh, we totally forgot about that part.
Kia,
look has at my Kaylin. Units. Yeah, oh, that was just cruel.
Yeah, and Kaylin. She has everything you need.
Oh, it was, but also like, look at each other. Like, I'm not even looking at you right now the whole time.
You're like a psychologist.
It's,
I would feel so awkward. But that was that. But now the final two, and they went, what I do always like at the end of the show, did like when I was younger, is going through all the pictures, because now I know the picture, you can look them up on the internet. But back then I was like, oh yeah, they had that shoot, they had that shoot. And they both had quite a good portfolio.
Yeah.
Of course, I talked about my favorite a lot of times, but also Naima has a good portfolio.
Yeah. Yeah.
They did choose few photos because they don't go through all of them. That the favorites were already Naima. For example, they did the CoverGirl photo again.
Yeah.
And they chose another one, I think, with the flowers. Well, they didn't really root for Naima that one. But
I was
going to
say, they did a lot of good ones of Kaylin too as well.
Yeah, but the only bad one is the one with the final four when they did the dancing last week.
Yeah.
And that's one they showed. And then they could say, like, oh, you're not good at that one. I'm like, yeah, that's the only one. And the ones where Naima was worse, they skipped those.
No. They showed, like, because the animal one, they with Naima, then Tyra said, like, yeah, you're a dancer, but you have a nice combination of I thought that was like, that's not really a compliment. And I think there were a couple other pictures where Tyra was like, yeah, this wasn't your best shot.
Well, it was more Janice. The Janice saying, you look good, but Kaylin, you look great.
Yeah, I think Naima didn't come out better, I think, in the pictures they showed.
And then at the end, of course, they have the age-old question is the, like, who will win? The girl who did good overall in the whole semester and then didn't do that good of an exam. Well, I think, like, okay, but Kaylin did also good at the runway show, or the other way around. But it's a fair question. Like, because, yeah, overall, I understand that Naima did better at the, but it was not that big of a difference, I guess.
Yeah.
They both have a good walk and a good look.
No, but I think, personally, if I would have to choose between Kaylin and Naima, I would pick Naima too.
No, I understand that. Would you also let her win the whole show?
Yeah. Yeah.
I wouldn't. No.
Because I think the difference between Kaylin and Naima is that Naima, when pushed a little bit, like, she shows up. And I think with Kaylin, she does it. She does it well, but she doesn't show up with it. So if I look at the runway, she did it. She did it good. But she didn't give that little... And it's the same thing when she did, for example, the dance performance last episode, or in other shoots where she feels uncomfortable, she or does acting it.
Challenges.
Yeah. And I think that is something that they are looking for right now. And I think that's Naima's better at that.
But what I do think, of course, they will never be that big, but they always try to make them look that will be top models, that they will go to talk shows, that will be in the show with, I don't know, who were the top the talk show hosts back then. But I would think Oprah. If you have Oprah, I think, but that's also maybe because I read it a lot online, how people think about it now, is that Kaylin comes across a little bit more real, and that because when she won, Naima was like, wow, I'm speechless. She's like very well, she knows what to say. She's always a little bit, also when she was telling like, one of you will become America's Next Model, you saw Naima like, you know, it's a little bit, she doesn't come across very natural or something, you know what I mean? It's a little bit like...
you?
Yeah, no, but it's because I... No, because I got in that while... because I was reading it from people. I was like, yeah. Because I liked her back in the day. Still, Kaylin was my favorite back then, I think. But I also like Naima, but I don't know. Yeah.
I disagree. Yeah. But yeah, on that note, Naima still won.
Naima still won. It didn't. I always hoped it would change. And I was like, did I remember it correctly? Just the same as when we watched Titanic. That I was like, I hope it doesn't sink this time when I watch it for the 20 millionth time. Yeah, Naima still won.
If you want to laugh about that, by the way, Titanic, you should look up Kiki Palmer, I think her name is.
Yeah.
Where she talks about Titanic. I think I showed it to you once. Oh. She talks about it in a show about the whole drowning part. If you haven't find it, look it up. It's hilarious.
Kiki Palmer, Titanic.
Okay. Yeah, like she talks about how it was so weird that only she was floating on the door or whatever they're floating on.
Oh, the old question about...
Yeah, but it's really funny. Fit. It's really funny. But I'll show it to you. But Naima wins.
Yeah, good. Do you think it's...
Yeah.
Do you think it's good to win? Maybe it's even better to be second or third or fourth. Like, you have the experience. To be fair,
I don't think it matters. I think once you're... If you have a good portfolio and you work with that and you have personality, you're going to get somewhere, so you're fine.
Yeah, because you also maybe are like in a contract when you won that you have to, you know, do... of course, you have the CoverGirl contract, which is nice. But like, there's only like been one model or something whose CoverGirl contract has been renewed after she... because it's also CoverGirl is like, okay, we have the winner. It's nice for us, but the model is not like... It's not Queen Latifah or whatever the girls are who were their models back then. So, yeah. Cycle 4.
Yeah, that's it. It's the end of an era.
It's an end of an era. But also we'll for us for a little bit, because you go away for a long time.
Yes, I'll be gone for a month, so we don't know when we're going to do season 5.
Season 5. We're going to start recording it when you're back.
Yeah, probably during summer or something.
I think in the summer we'll record it.
But we'll let you know. We'll keep you posted. Keep our social media attention to it.
Yeah, like and then, stories when we start recording and things. Do you know anything about Cycle 5? Who will be the winner and stuff like that? Otherwise you should not look it up. Maybe when you see it.
Well, I remember I've seen it because I remember, we've talked about this before, the runway with Eva and Naima. But I really... Maybe if I see it, I'm like, oh, it's coming back.
That's the winner, yeah.
But I don't know. But we'll see.
Do you know the destination? The international destination?
No.
Can I tell?
No.
Oh, okay.
I want to be surprised.
Yeah, Cycle 5, it's not...
You can tell the continent.
Europe.
Oh, well, they come from the States. Yeah, that's okay. Okay.
Well, it's not everyone's favorite season. It's one
Oh, they're coming to the Netherlands.
No, they're not coming to the Netherlands. Now, it's not everyone's favorite season. I think season 4 and 3 are more popular. And after that, season 6, which is the best season in the world. But we'll see. It's still a nice one. Because we have a new judge next season. Miss J. Oh, and also Twiggy will be a judge.
Oh, Twiggy. Yeah. Twiggy.
We don't have a Janice Dickinson anymore.
She's gone?
She will be gone. She was fighting with Tyra. Yeah. You see the tension already.
Don't fight with Tyra.
But also don't fight with Janice, I think. I think she can also be scary.
No, she's nothing.
But the girls?
Sorry, like, you can tell. Like, what did she do after that? She did a couple, like, shows herself, but yeah.
Yeah, that's true. No, but I think, like, she can come across that she's, like, the bitchy judge. But apparently the girls who were in the first few cycles were quite positive about her, that she really helped behind the scenes. And you could tell, well, for this example, she always was rooting for the runner-up. Yeah. She apparently really helped them after that. Aww, so that's
sweet.
Well, I don't know how much of that really is true, but let's hope she did.
Yeah. And on that note, help each other out.
Yes.
We're going to help each other out. Be kind to one another. And we'll see you back for season 5.
Yes. See you then. Bye-bye.
Yes. See you then. Bye-bye. Okay, bye. Bye. Okay, bye.
I will...
Bye. Bye. Bye.